Wusu wa Chrome ha wonya hoto. Jim Consult to say e-maths. Mimi ko school ye e-maths, minya F. Welcome to the show. Welcome, people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Accra podcast. My name is Joseph Inti, the host who does the most, and I'm brought to you kind courtesy of the Gold Coast Report, that's the GCR network. And also, a quick shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asante Ofori. We're here, it's a new episode, and we're going to get right into it. People, so now in this part of this episode, you know what we gotta do. We need to like go into, you know, what's trending Kakra, you know, give a little opinions on things that are going, you know, what's going on. Anyway, y'all, listen, it's a new year, it's another month, and there's a new Davido girl-linked drama. Like, you know, I've just been analyzing the whole situation, right? And I'm like, at this point, I feel like, you know how, like, oh my God, you better not cancel me for this one. But, you know, like, Mavens has a lot of, like, artists that they're just, like, waiting for their turn into the spotlight, you know? And it's like every year they are giving us new, like they give us life-size Teddy, Bayani, you know. I feel like girls be in waiting, like girls be in line to pop out and talk about their affiliation to Davido. It's crazy, like, whew, child. Anyway, that's what's going on. That's what's going on up in the social media and beyond. But yeah. Those are the things, and it's been a very interesting conversation anyway. You for bringing up Annie DBI and things like, yo, black people are really funny on the internet, honestly. You know, there's some stupidity, but it can be really funny, and that was cool, I guess. Also, yeah, Medical and Fela are like not together anymore. That's shocking. You know, they really gave me Endgame, but I don't know. I mean, Medical's been very vocal. I would say put in the music. I don't know if he has an album. I know he has like an upcoming show at the O2. I don't know if he has an album coming out or something like that. But it would be great that like, don't grant interviews and like, don't tweet all the shit. Like, keep it and put it in the music and let it sell. Like, we need a POV for the next album. That's what I think. But anyway, that's basically it. All right, so we'll be right back to the what social media said. Yeah, formerly what Twitter said. Yes, I know. Zingele, gale bi ajira mi odo ma manu kele. Zingele, deno ajira manzabu ya mi baby body tete. Beji bisika, beji kodi sempu akamela si amede bemano. Beba ne oka manti chira mi yo shoes. Ise wanga za uni size. Efiri wege ne kosi ni nase. Efia uni size. Oh yeah, mi sweetie pie.
Pai si ti dale ne ye unku a wolai. Ese ti ama bindi bine si anede. I'm looking for my baby, she's the only one I want. I want. Girl, you too hot, too yellow, zizi, you I want. I want, I want, I want, I like, I want, I want, I like, I want, I like, I like, I like, I want, I want, I like.
All right. Okay. So for this episode, I wanted to focus on, you know, there's a video that was posted by AfriPods, where I was talking about, tailoring one's like language to make your content, more appealing to like a global audience. Cause I mean, if you're speaking Chi, how is your podcast going to blow in like America, you know? And these are some of the things that people have said to me, concerning Sincerely Accra. And so, in answering the question, I said online that, I feel like we bother ourselves to learn or pick up on what some of these jargons and things that, we see in American movies and, you know, British movies. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you're going to find out when they say that's cap, you're going to try and find out what that means. 5-0, like all of those things that you learn in the lyrics and stuff. You're trying to learn and be hip because you consume their content, you watch their movies, and you want to be able to understand. So you are hip to that culture, right? I feel like we've gotten to a point where I just feel that content that is made by Africans for Africans everywhere should kind of like, you know, show themselves. And so I answered a question like, I feel like this whole thing is like you to explain. But I think what the reason why I want to bring this up is because I see a lot of people are like, I strongly disagree. If shows like Shogun didn't have subtitles, what would we do? I'm not saying that don't do that. I'm not. I mean, the podcast is not in like a tree throughout. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying that if you're, you know, because the question was, do I feel like, you know, using local language in the podcast affects the ability of the podcast to grow? You know what I mean? Because then your audience is always going to be skewed. And I was like, it's not the whole thing. It's just a little part of it. And mannerisms, not even mannerisms, like, you know, these like, references and things that people say in their language. Like, people know things like in Spain, you know, mi amor, all these things. We know one or two things. So it won't hurt for people to also like learn one or two things from us. You know what I mean? So that's what it was. And yeah, fine. I mean, you're open to your opinions, but that is what social media said. That's my opinion on it, please. All right. Now, we're going to be focusing on what we came here for, this really great interview among these men. Yeah.
To give mom and dad their dream retirement? Or do your younger relatives need something small to keep going in this economy? Do you need a fast, safe, and reliable way to send money to your relatives in Ghana? Your answer is just two taps away. Yes! Introducing TapTap Send, your go-to safe solution for instant money transfers to Ghana. Download TapTap Send today from your app store and send money as easily as you can say, tap tap.
On this very special episode, we're going to be doing something, you know, very interesting to me and a few other people. We're going to be talking about fitness. Yeah. Yeah. So, go to the gym. How many times do you work out? Share a gym call. I don't know. People never really talk about like the body pain that you get from going to the gym. It's so annoying. Okay, Juma. You won't let fat people be free. And you don't let skinny people be free too. Aye. Chingalingi, Yakonia, all these names. But anyway, today we're going to be talking about fitness and I brought two very special guests. You know, typically, my introduction, man, colorful, but I'm going to hand it over to them to do it. Okay? All right. So, when the guests I have with me, gentlemen, who wants to start? The former or the latter?
Anyway,
you can go anyway.
Okay, so I'm Peter Kudria, Mr. Anso on IG, Mr. Anso on Twitter, and I go by a name mostly called Kobe, a fitness trainer, yeah.
Peter Kudria, but yeah. Mr. Anso on the socials. Yeah, Hey, now we need a form, sir.
Yeah.
That's
a stereotype.
I can't wait to get into the stereotype of a macho man. Yeah, anyway, and then also,
My name is Henry. My name on Instagram is Obolo Diaries. Mwamosha Obolo Diaries. Mention your new page. What creates a new page? Be?
Oh, and Bobby then so that one, I'm moving people that are following me on Obolo Diaries into our special community. And
OB Nation, short for Obolo.
Obolo Nation.
So if you are not Obolo, you can't follow it.
Oh, I mean, there are some now coming people in the group here and there. So we are taking them like that. I mean, because like you said, it's both spectrums. Also, hey. Ofan also are here, and I've been on both, so I understand.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, so yeah. Obolo Diaries says Henry. I think
that's and that's be, it. Yes, that's so, and also your fitness instructor, what would you say you are?
I'm a lot of things. So you may I sure say as we're going
as we go,
yeah.
Do you say every day? And every sometimes when I see the tree, anyway, so I wanted to, you know, get into your fitness journey. I started going to the gym, I would say 2 years ago. Mimi will be, and I'm in gym, but I just have a naturally ripped body. And everybody's like, hey, do you work out? Do you work? I'm like, no. Me was school, me was high school, I was in the athletics club.
No.
That was like between 2007 and 2011. And then I'm a high jump, me a 200, me a 4x100, 1500. In see, I when you go, you have to, when you go to the field, you have to do push-ups, sit-ups, then you run around. In them say, no, nah. But say I'm not gym day. I only started 2 years ago.
Okay.
And boy, oh boy. I don't like this comfort too. I was very shocked. And so I mean, even though I've been in the gym, I get really lazy. Sometimes we could be over me and kokra, you know. So I just want to know. I went to the gym. I started going to the gym because in 2019, oh, we started gym baby no me my medicals. You know, must ye. As a beep, you know. So in 2019, they said what's pre-hypertensive, baby sir. Mm-hmm. So I had to make some lifestyle changes. And one of the things I decided to do was go to the gym. That's me. That's my reason. So I want to
I
know.
I think you are a typical example of people that look the way you do,
but have
crazy issues going on inside.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, no. we've been put aside to be pointed at because Charlie, where did you my daddy? Like you're going into a room and your stomach is in front of you. You get like so you've already just me so now I'm catching also. So you are pointed at you are sick, you are this I'm very, very glad that you said this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
a lot of people mask their fat phobia as concern for fat people's health. No. And we all know that's not what it is. But okay, so when did you start going to the gym?
Me.
Yes.
I've been trying to lose weight for be conscious about my health and wellness journey. Maybe from like when I was 12, 13. Because my dad used to force me to go and play tennis.
Okay.
Because Uncle
said, were you big as a child?
Hella big.
Oh, okay.
I mean, in fact, the only time of my life that I have been called skinny or slim is probably 2019, 2020, for those 2 years.
Because on your Instagram, there was this era. Now we are small.
I was chally.
Nobody knew so about which you.
I was slim, but I was suffering.
Yeah. Why were you suffering?
Because people don't speak about the part where they tell you what it takes to maintain that figure or image, especially if you did it in ways that you cannot sustain.
Yeah. Hey, you did it in ways that you cannot sustain.
Oh, there are a lot of people that are trying to lose weight.
Thing is that, see, fitness, what we don't really understand fitness in some spectrum, that it's a way of life. It's like how they say Christianity is a way of life. You see, you can't just jump into something that you are not. For example, me, I've been skinny my whole life.
Right.
You get it? I was skinny in SS, very, very skinny SS. So I started martial arts when I was in JSS. So it was through martial art that I got to, you know. So my life, I'm like, I'm that energetic person.
Uh-huh.
But when I went to university, my cousin started lifting, was like, okay, let me try it. So the idea is that if you go to the weight room, just lift anything that's heavy. But that's bad. So I got some injuries at the early part. But when I started understanding what fitness is, You don't jump on any trends. You get it. I really follow his progress on. Okay. I really follow. Like I chat with him. I follow his progress.
Yeah, I chat with him. When you mentioned his name, I was like,
But the thing is that
on Instagram, yeah,
one thing is that fitness is not like one cat that fits all.
That's
one thing that you should, and you should not concentrate on losing weight. That's what people do. I want to lose weight. Just try to be healthy. There's fat loss and there's weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
You get
100%.
It?
And that's what,
those who are having the big platform are not doing that.
Yeah, because 100%. The problem is that it's aesthetics, right? So everybody is talking about how people look on the outside.
Yes, because that's what we are
and
focused
that's
right. on.
And that's bad. Nobody, it's not everybody that can be a
that's
bodybuilder.
What we are focused on.
It's not everybody that can be a bodybuilder.
Would you believe that there are some sumo wrestlers that have perfect BP scores?
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
Of course.
Sumo,
sumo wrestler.
Yeah.
4XL plant for no.
Oh,
yeah.
No, I believe it because of, you know what I mean? I've, like, just like Kodwa, I've never been big. I've been skinny. Oh, definition by SS Kakura, but that's it. And see, just find out in 2019, say, hey, your BP is bad. And then I'm like, okay, how? I'm very active. You know, I'm always up and down. Miko dance class. Me anyway, me are very active. So I was very surprised. But it was then now that they were saying, okay, there was hereditary,
genetics,
you know,
and
stress.
I found out this year though, so.
I saw on your Instagram. So you know what I mean? So okay, when you guys decided to start your fitness journey, what was the first thing that you did? What was it now about tennis?
Yes, when I was
But that was as a child.
I was... And, you know, at that point, I didn't understand why my dad was saying, let's go and play tennis. I thought it was like a chore. I was like, Saturday, I'm not part. sugar bread, fresh, tennis. Like, what are you saying? So,
bonding.
It felt like a chore. Like, but in hindsight, my dad was trying to say, Masa, before workout, because he said, you know. So, that was it. And then, when I go into uni, I started... No, actually, before uni, I started going to the gym with my friend. He's in the army now, Collins. He introduced me to the gym. So when I go into the gym, right away, I had people that knew how to train.
Right.
There are a lot of people that you go into the gym and, like, you know, they need to find personal trainers here and there. But I was working with this person, like, you know, Collins will show you what to do here and there. So I've been gymming in and out of gym for the longest
time. How often were you, when you were going to the gym, how many times a week did you go?
Bro, there were times that I did twice a day.
Oh!
I am telling you. You do not understand. I have been, and let's not even lie, most big people are fat phobic themselves. They will not understand, and this might sound like, hey, what are you saying? But the fact that we will look at ourselves in the mirror and be like,
self-hate.
Do you understand?
Which is sponsored by the society.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was doing morning and afternoon every day.
How long?
Day
like, how many hours?
I did it for like...
No, like, what session yet?
I wanted to lose weight. Like, I wanted to get it off. And that's why I'm telling you that if you do it in ways that are not sustainable. Because when you do that, you will lose quick.
Yes, you lose weight.
You will lose weight quick. But you're not losing fat necessarily.
That's it.
So the moment you slack, or the moment, like, the next day went to me uncle, the next 2 days went to me uncle, the fat comes running back
Let's break that down. You lose weight, but you're not losing fat.
So let's do this.
Please, let's break it down. Means
this way. See, what makes up your weight? Your bone density, muscles, fat, even water. Muscles are mostly 70% water. You get it? So there are ways that you can hack your body into a system that, okay, let me feed on the fats. Because fats are like excess calories that are stored. Means that you have a lot of energy. But our body types are different. Our metabolisms are different. I remember one time I went to a Ebri. I came back. I lost almost 1 kg. Ebri, just jogging, almost like 1 kg. So the way I'll put on weight, or the way I'll manage my weight will be different from the way he manages his weight.
Yeah.
But it's the case that you go to the gym, they tell you no pain, no gain. They're killing you.
It's on the wall.
It's no pain.
So
if you have a very good trainer, it's baby steps. You have to take baby steps. You get it? Because when I was also young, I'll go to the gym, you take pre-workout, like university.
Pre-workout,
pre-workout is a stuff that actually is caffeine-based that actually.
It's not powder, no?
Powder, yeah. So KB and I.
Is that the same as whey protein?
No, whey protein is like.
Whey protein is like, a different supplement. Yeah.
So pre-workout, and when university, you know, pre-workout, 22, 21, we'll train like almost getting to 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Get it, because you're young, you can come back. Because when you're in school, you can go and play football, play basketball
back
in the evening.
Back to back.
Like when I got to 30, that's when I got to like saw my man strength, and that's where my injury started popping up. Because I've abused the body for a very long time. I remember those times I was like 79, but I was squatting like 80 for reps. And I was like,
you were 79 kg.
My body weighed 70.
At how old?
I was around 28, 29. Sad. And that was when I was getting 30. That's why I could squat. Like, I'll pack the weight and I'm squatting like this. Ego too. And they're like, yeah, my fitness trainer, let me go back. But you see, that time I was not seeing. But right now, I'm like 30 plus. Whoa.
We're paying for it.
I'm a bit clever
for it.
With the way I train my people right now. Last time, we had a very lengthy conversation.
Yeah. No, honestly, after the conversation that I had with you, when I miss Sanya, maybe break. So now I go to the gym only three. I used to go to the gym 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. Now I go 3 times.
Yeah.
I used to do 1 hour 30 minutes. Now I do 40 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, see, because
one thing is that those projecting the image of going to the gym, they are guys on steroids and stuff. They are professional bodybuilders.
Yeah.
So you don't, they're on gear. Like they have a doctor. They have a doctor. Only doctor. I'll go train you 1 hour. So I was like, I saw a guy.
No,
the gym.
No, 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 they all have doctors.
No, it's not them.
Professional bodybuilders.
Professional.
Okay.
Like those up there.
The body types that we like, look at that we want to get.
Yes. Have you seen the story of Ronnie Coleman?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, he was a professional bodybuilder. He was Mr. Olympia for like
eight times.
Uh-huh. Mr. Olympia is like, wow, I'm born O'Brien.
I saw that in the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary.
Yes.
Okay,
he won it 8 times.
Uh-huh.
He's crippled now.
Yeah.
He can't walk.
I think.
Consistent heavy weight lifting.
It has a toll on your body. One thing is that human beings are not machines. Even machines break down. So when you are not clever enough, people like Jay Cutler, they were guys who were a bit sensible to the sense that you are abusing our body to get a specific figure. And let me put this outside. If you are watching those professional bodybuilders for about 5 years, they've been dying consistently. You're not them. Don't be like them.
When you say dying, I say they are dying.
They are dying. Cardiac arrest, a lot of them.
It's probably consequences of
cardiac arrest.
There's a retired professional bodybuilder, Uncle Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie Abiu
on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Shout out to Uncle Eddie.
From here, we'll go and
boil some eggs.
Yes. No, because when I was young, my father used to say, don't eat more than one egg in a day.
Masa.
And so, I chanced upon his page.
You will get to the diet aspect of it. I wanted to buttress what he said, but yeah, like you cannot, like it, you are thinking about professional, but you can be on Instagram looking at like the most random fitness influencer.
Yeah.
And later they will come and reveal to you that, oh, they had surgery. And they're like, it's not like if you want to have surgery, like it's me. I tell people who will scan us up a so called surgery now, have massage. Like, but own it. Do it, but own it. But there are people that they will go and do it and they'll come and be on Instagram.
Like,
you are watching them. Recently, somebody sent me, in fact, when I was doing keto, at the time I was doing keto, and I was speaking about intermittent fasting, right?
Uh-huh.
Not knowing, some people were doing the intermittent fasting, but they were not listening to everything that I was saying. They only listened to the part where I'm saying, don't eat, say. Obi Kofinti or train station with your friend. Daya, Obolo Daya is on Instagram.
You have to put a disclaimer next time.
Yeah, but we need
disclaimer.
I'm telling you, and then when she recovered, she came to tell me, say this. So we are looking at people, but we are not taking all the information.
Mm.
Oh, like you're looking at some bodybuilder challenge, Nisubu Pansepuna. But then
it's genetics. Like it's genetics. If I'm ripped, because last time I was telling my friends that I'm 30 something years. If I'm ripped, I don't see as because natural is like, I don't want to mention like a girl who is a big size with big thighs. It's normal. Mm-hmm. You get it? If I'm ripped, but I want to be this age. I want to be this way. I want to like, be active. Because I remember when I was very, very muscular, I couldn't play football for 30 minutes. But, yes.
Why?
Muscles don't equal cardiovascular health.
Thank you. Because I get tired.
You can lose weight, but not fat. And then he just said, muscles don't equal cardiovascular. Listen,
I think the most important muscle in your body is your heart.
Okay.
And we are concentrated on how we look outside. We want to look at the shape. Yes. So I was like, I want to play football. And after 10 minutes, I was like, whoa, nah.
No, I pray.
No, this is not me. Like, the normal me, I'll play football. Like, but I was like, nah, I have to change certain things. So I started talking to some of my friends who are like, you know, like the popular guys on IG, but they are very clever guys. Like, Shredded Cop. The Shredded Cop is like, he's the guy who will break everything down. Like, yeah, we learn on my own, but Shredded Cop will break, like, Shredded Cop, Charlie, that guy is good. He told me that, look, you're putting on weight, you're putting on muscle, but your heart.
Just stress.
So you have to train your heart. That's the most important muscle in your body, your heart, before you come and train everything and look big. And
so, you know, I think another thing is rate of progress, right? Some people, we follow a lot. Me, I see a lot of people online and then maybe they are big and then they transform. And then sometimes it's like, oh, I did this in 4 months, 5 months and things like that. What do you think like an ideal rate of progress is? Because, and also, if somebody lost weight in 5 months and I'm going to the gym 5 months and I'm not seeing the same thing.
No ideal rate of progress for anybody.
Okay. Thank you.
There is no, when you are 60, you will not be thinking of how much weight you are carrying. You are thinking of your, what is going on your inside.
Your joints. Everything,
your heart health, your kidney health. That is what you are thinking about. And guess what? It can come at any size. And that's what I'm telling you, that there are some wrestlers that are perfectly healthy on the inside.
Yeah, the muscle.
It can come at any size. So that is what we need to be more focused on. Not say 60. Me, I did this experiment. I actually posted it on my Instagram for people that followed. I did a water fast for 5 days.
Water fast means that you don't eat anything.
I drank only water for 5 days. And I lost 22 pounds. I started on Sunday. I did it for 5 days. I lost 22 pounds.
And you didn't faint.
In 5 days. So if you are chasing the number on the scale and thinking about how much weight you can lose, there's a formula. You can challenge it to my the people, there are 50 cents movie that he lost weight.
Yes.
There are ways to do that.
I said, no. Doctors, exactly.
Can you sustain it? Because
so
people have 5 day detox. 5 day detox, and you say, we'll lose weight too.
I want to ask a question on that. So if you're detox in there, what about your kidney and your liver? What are they doing?
Right, I want to ask
because personally, a lot of people came to me like, I want to detox. Like, wait,
and only what you see a drone. I mean, like, when they say me, you are using water. People just want to take stuff, and then when they are using the loo, they think that they are flushing out.
You are losing water weight. Your body holds on to water. Bear in mind, I don't want to go into too much, but 1 gram of carb. Hold 4 grams of water. It's that's the science behind it, right?
Mathematics.
So, that's the science behind it. If I say weigh the 100 grams of rice, how many grams of water are you retaining?
400.
Exactly.
So
if you decide to not eat rice, it's water weight that you are draining. It's not necessarily fat.
Right.
That's true.
You can have a fatty liver, right? Inside room, fatty liver, but you are skinny. So that is what you are supposed to be thinking about. So detoxes and 3 weeks, 6 weeks, 5 weeks. Okay, who lose who we are? Everybody listening. I can bet my last penny. Anyone that has done a quick day detox, a quick weight loss, a 30 has gained it back plus 5.
Really?
And even more. One thing is that we put your body into this mode that, okay, so now I'm feeding the fat. So when you go off, the body is okay, now I have to replace this fat because there's certain fat that cushion your organs with your skin, with your hair growth and everything. That's fat. There's good fats. Fat is not bad. Like, no.
So it's not, is it possible to have a 0% body fat?
No, you die. Those are the professional body. They try to get to that 5%, but if you don't take care, you die. Because fat actually,
fat is necessary.
It's necessary for the cushion of your organs and everything.
Fat is necessary for your body. That's the third quotable of this
episode. Yes, no, but you see, organ is an habit. Yes, you but yeah, it's, people can misconstrue the whole thing.
Not that. Like,
no, the honest truth is that Nipa Biwahua, they just want something to support in Kwasi Asim.
Yeah, exactly.
For example, there's something called visceral fat. It's around your organs.
Visceral fat.
Yeah, they're the most deadliest fat you can ever get. If it's too much, if it's excess around your heart, around your organs and stuff, and the bones will be on your okay, but when you're in high blood pressure, you get it. Those are the most important things you look out for. Not maybe but like...
So which brings me to the question about like someone like myself like this. I am here very active now. You see, my BP was slow. What do you say?
Yeah, it might be genetic. Like, there's certain things that might be genetic. You should know that. For example, if you have the history of diabetes in your body, like, sorry, in your family. You should be careful. You should just be careful because it's on the way, but it's some lifestyle habits that
I was exactly about to say that. Sometimes they say it's genetic. Yes, yeah. Maybe your mother has passed on certain genes to you, and you know, by luck or by chance, you've picked up a gene that is dormant, right? But whole lifestyle now we have been sharing warriors in the kick, you know.
Right.
Do you get what I mean? So, like me, for instance, my primary causes of high blood pressure is hereditary. My mother is on medication. My dad was on medication. Yeah. My brother is on medication.
Younger or older?
Older brother.
Okay.
I'm the last born.
Okay.
And now I am supposed to be put on medication because I already had that dormant gene, ABR, but if I hadn't, if I go.
But you know, Henry, you say you've been working out since you were like 13. What's your idea? So I don't think so. Lifestyle, or was it something else?
That's how you see that working out is the least of your problems. And the most important thing is your diet.
Okay.
Because you can work out till thy kingdom come if you are not eating. Properly. I don't even want to say eliminate carbs, fruitarians, vegetarians. If you can find a way to eat for your body type and for your goals, that's it. Bear in mind, eating is also dependent on availability. So you go online and you see somebody's meal plan, asparagus.
Broccoli.
For max mat, and I price of asparagus.
You cannot.
I bet you not talk my teeth.
It's true.
You are going to look at somebody's diet plan that says asparagus. Broccoli. 30% ground beef. You get what I mean? So availability.
Cost.
It's expensive though.
Somebody's diet plan has strawberry, right?
Strawberries.
What buy we room?
Yeah, strawberries and
farmers market strawberries.
Yeah. Strawberries.
So expensive.
Yes, it says you do have Bikra or Togo. I think that we need to find out. So somebody said, apparently some people are trying. Do you understand? So you might be looking at that and saying, hey, Charlie, this diet plan, mean to me, because what, and then you give up. But you have pawpaw, you have mango, you have things that are available to you. Bear in mind, from history, our ancestors were eating based on their surroundings, based on their availability. That is how they ate for their goals, right? Yeah. Now, everything has become... We are in a conflict. Like, everything has become available to you.
You don't want to suffer.
Both food. Now, by now, pizza and the crow, they really your price or they buy.
We're
50 pizza and they buy. Do you know what I mean? Like, everything is, and that is not what we were meant to be eating.
Yeah.
Our bodies have not evolved enough to be able to match that lifestyle that we have put on ourselves. Do you understand? So you can work out all you want to do, but when you finish and you're eating jollof, probably just the jollof in your food alone is about 1,200 calories, but you don't know about it because they've used seed oils as well, right? I'm just saying.
Then if you go to seed oils, we don't finish.
I'm just saying. There are things that we don't know as average Ghanaians, especially. Yeah. We do not understand. Yeah. So you think that, may work out. But the things that you are eating are negating it. And I'm not I'm not pointing fingers at anybody. I'm pointing at myself.
Yeah. Keep fit. When you finish, then you go and sit down.
Bro, breathe from Ayi Mensa to the top. Before I even do top on the ground, no be to palm wine is seen. You get what I mean? Yeah, like jams.
Yes.
And sometimes it's fine. Sometimes it's okay. Like, you don't want to stress, but the other part of the time that we are supposed to be taking care of what we are supposed to be eating. Charlie, it doesn't matter how many. I watched a documentary on YouTube. A guy that is in a wheelchair. He lost 120 pounds. How did he work out?
Oh, he lost the weight once he was in a wheelchair.
Yes, in the wheelchair.
And the arm work.
And the arm work.
It's just pure diet.
Okay.
Pure diet. So let me add this. I was having a conversation with one guy on Instagram briefing with me. He was talking about, why do you want to lose weight when you can turn your body into a weight loss mechanism? Your body will lose weight on itself. And I was like, okay, fine, let's talk about it. So here's the case that when people have the idea, it's like, let's go to the gym and sweat. When you sweat, when you're sweating, it's not like you're losing weight though. Your body system is cooling down. Yes, your body system is cooling down. And one thing is that when you're losing weight, actually, there are compounds that are being broken down, you're breathing them out.
You're breathing them out.
Okay. Yes, you're breaking down the compounds, you're breathing them out. That's actually part of weight loss. And the other thing is that when you train, like strength training, and your muscles, like you train your muscles, you actually need extra calories to repair the torn muscles. When you are sleeping, the muscles are being repaired and you're losing weight. So you turn your body into like an oven that burns fat on its own by strength training and cardiovascular. And back to diet, it's like when you go to the gym, you take like 30,000 from your account. So I'll put it like 3 times of what you lost at the gym
back into
your body. And the one thing that I want to touch on is they are saying that we should do away with carbs. I don't know why. Carbs is not the enemy.
Carbs is not the enemy.
You know, since we were talking about diet, let's just get into the conversation about diets. Okay, so let's break it down. What constitutes carbs? Because I hear that a lot. No more carbs. Take out your carbs.
I don't know why people.
What are carbohydrates?
Your rice, your yam, your cassava.
So
is bread carbohydrate?
Yeah.
Carbohydrates.
Of
course, you know what carbohydrates are. The carbohydrates don't fill you. Protein is what keeps you satiated.
Yeah.
Carbohydrates don't do that. So when you eat carbohydrates and you crave more, you have space to eat more carbs, right? That's what happens. And guess what? Carbs, for some people, it bloats them, right? And carbs are supposed to be used as energy. It's a direct source of energy. Like a buyer, the body has to utilize it.
Inzi, Ubeka said you should eat carbs before a workout.
Yes, so there are ways people do that.
Okay, so let's take it back. See, we get energy from carbs. Carbs are very, very important. I always say, like, look at athletes. You look at their milk plants and everything. Carbs are not the enemy. But here's the case that we have types of carbs. Like, let's say before we living in the Western world right now, our forefathers used to eat carbs like normally. Yes, but they were active. They were guys who were going to farm the weed and everything. Get it? But here's the case that will be the jollof. We had snack computer. We are jikili we like. We are just small chops.
Oh, Charlie, bro, right?
So we are.
We are cook zero. Cook us.
Cook zero.
Please, I beg you. Cook zero. Cook zero. There's not like cook zero.
So you're saying the carbs are really active in carbon?
Now the thing is that you're eating more than what you. So eating excess. For example, you can think of yourself say, "Obi or man, Obi or two man who won't call what's tea anyway." No. Don't do that. On our didn't go very accurate. So you have to eat according to your lifestyle. For example, me like this, I can't eat a whole lot, but eating bits. So by the time I'll leave here, I'll eat. In the morning, 5 or 6 eggs is solid for me. Like before I even drink water, 6 eggs, everything, and I'll go and eat. I'll eat 2 meals during lunch.
Two meals. But small portions.
My rice and eggs is like a staple thing.
Boiled or fried?
Boiled. I prefer it boiled.
Okay.
Get it? Because the oils, you go to the oils, you don't leave here. So boiled.
So let me ask you, since we're no longer focusing on losing weight, but being healthy, what is a healthy diet? For Ghanaians, because we can't asparagus this time.
Anyone that is sustainable for you and you can afford, do not kill yourself.
I can afford check.
And what relax. So God is being merciful, look at our seasons and look at the fruits that come in seasons. That's all. Eat what is season.
But you, simple. You saying you can afford check then idea.
That means
you can afford. Yes, I'm trying to.
Cabbage, carrots, spring onion, oil, in a shit or no, in a chicken, mayonnaise, ketchup.
So this brings me back to the fact that, let's not lie, if you actually want to be on a wellness journey for as much as possible of the time, you need to be making your own food.
That's like
you need to be making your own food, because you can control the ingredients of that food. Once in a while, and I mean, who check me post once in a while, I'm out of time, blow it, but half the time. Right?
Yeah.
You should be making your own food. In your manner of way, you can control the amount of rice you use. The vegetables or whatever you mentioned, you can increase them. You can add eggs for protein. Right. My Ghanaian see indeed protein. Look at the way they serve us at engagements and outdoor rings. Please. If you took banku, you can't take chicken. If you took rice, you can't take tilapia. That shows you how much
diverse. But that one is a budget thing, Henry.
Budget.
But naturally,
this is why. This is why I said what you can afford. What's your kind of budget? So they can afford, and that's the thing. Carbs, rice, in your mind, they are cheaper. They are cheaper for you to buy ukoto and move one bag. How much is it as compared to 1 kilo of chicken? Besides soft crown, now because we jam out crown, the extra CDs account. How much is that? So people will buy more cows because that's what is available to them.
Right.
Because that is what is available to you, you need to figure out how much of it you should be eating. Not because it's available to you in teacher.
How can people figure that out?
Do I need to see where you know? Like sometimes we know.
Portion control, and some people are like, 2 grams, 3 grams. No, what I believe in is simple. See, I have to cut down on my carbs, so put in more protein. It's very simple,
Aren't there bad proteins?
What's bad protein?
So, when you say protein, right?
Yeah.
Pork,
what you are beef, trying to say is chicken. The method of cooking
it. Yeah, that one is cool. That one is very, very cool. Yeah.
What's the bad method?
There's
using
yeah, deep frying oils, stuff, deep frying it.
We should bake it.
Until I go an air fryer, and then I realized, I'm not saying it's not by force, but until I got that, and I realized that, can actually get the taste of it being fried without the oil. So some of the things were easier.
But if you don't have an air fryer, would you say baking chicken is healthier than frying?
Grilled
is one of the best ways to get it.
That's the one that people want. But you see, it's not every time. It's not every time that we should be eating that. And because I've been there and I was so like, I don't know if you like. I was strict.
Yeah,
I was strict. I lost 90 pounds.
Bro.
Me and you sitting here right now. I know detail for detail exactly what I should do.
Right.
So it's not about that. It's about the willpower. Say, hey, Charlie, you know what? Right now they say the way your BP they do, Charlie. You for use your head. You always need to have a why. If your why is lose 10 pounds to go and wear this dress, dress new way.
I want to go and have this weight. I want to lose weight. They bring you by force. I want to lose.
Yeah.
And I'll be perhaps. I'm not God.
That's the way you squat, sir.
That's not how it works.
And one thing is that the unrealistic goals are like now in our face, everybody's chasing those unrealistic. What can't you be say, look, relax, just take eggs in the morning, take eggs in the afternoon, take eggs in the afternoon.
No, it doesn't make your cholesterol high.
Been debunked.
Please see, there are a lot of things.
There's a lot of things that we need to believe.
That's what I say.
things that we've been made to believe. So, oh, cholesterol, be high.
I understand you.
Isn't that maybe such a question?
That's what I'm saying. You need to, some of the things you need to learn yourself.
On your own, like,
we don't have a culture of learning in this country.
We do not. No. That's why they said if you want to write something from a black man,
between the book,
then crisis them. Like, well, how can somebody say that about us? Because we do. Hey, Charlie, we for learn. You need to learn your body. You need to learn what makes your
for
like.
My
wife will come and tell me, "Hey, you they like watching weird stuff." Me to me, so YouTube. Then I'm watching documentaries about encanted phono.
What they were eating, like, and how they were behaving.
Hunters and gatherers, like, they don't have chairs. So how do they relax? Like, they don't, like you know, some of those things. And there are people that are still living
like that.
Yeah. So I'm like, why are these people? And they are the healthiest people.
Yeah, because they don't take cars.
Saturated fats.
They don't eat fast. They don't eat fast.
And they don't have delivery.
Don't have bold food.
I want to get into body types, guys. Let's talk about body types. Yes.
Endomorph.
Because you were
patromorph and stuff.
What's it? Endomorph.
Yeah.
Okay. What are the body types that we have?
I think you have three body types, right? You have ectomorph. You have
ectomorph, endomorph, mesomorph.
Endomorph near ding.
I'm the ectomorph. I'm the one who really don't put on weight easily.
Endomorph. Oh, so I'm also endomorph.
Ecto. Yeah, two of us are ecto.
Ecto.
Yes.
Oh, okay. They say high metabolism.
Very high metabolism. Okay. It's if I want to put on weight and the food I'm supposed to be eating, like I know that
you probably need to at least 3,500 calories.
Sometimes I go about
4K.
Sometimes I go about 4K.
4K calories.
You know what I do? When you
4,000 calories.
See the mass gainers?
Yeah.
Just the mass gainers are my equals. I'll just take the mass gainers and from morning to evening, I'll just be on rice.
So
I was doing a hack today, which is not good. And I think I'll tell everybody, you see those sugary drinks, they are very high in calories.
Mm.
So just add the sugary drink to your pre-workout or your creatine.
And you gain weight.
And when you gain weight, and one thing that you see, people don't know about this. And during that time, man, look, God, I was like, I can't be so big. So I was ripped and strong. But my joints, okay. Like, that's what people don't know about my joints.
I'm telling you, it's not for everyone.
It's not for
people
everybody.
That will mashke and add fun nice and they will not
mashke
gain
milk,
weight.
Mashke,
Charlie,
raw eggs.
Mashke, raw eggs, banana, and your protein. And you put on, I mean, you want to put on weight.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's some people that just need to smell the kinky.
So that's ectomorph, right?
Ectomorph, yeah.
It's and very, endomorph is
endomorph
what?
Are between the, right? The one between, like, they have the.
I actually perfect. Don't know. I don't remember. There's a diagram, but it's so funny. I gained 16 pounds in 4 days.
Wait, what were you doing?
Really? Oh, this like.
What were you doing?
So just like the way I can lose 22 in the 5 days.
On water? You said
no,
it was
that's
water
what I'm
diet.
Saying. To lose weight. Uh-huh. That was a drastic measure.
Right.
I traveled.
Mm-hmm.
I chop for the plane inside. I don't drink water. We landed, food, travel, food, no water, drink, chop, fun, for 4 days because I didn't move around as much for like 4 days in the hotel. Just chilling, like... I retained so much water. I was physically bloated.
Mm.
So that's the kind of people that you're dealing with. People that need to be very, very careful of what we are eating.
Eating, okay.
Because the least thing, and if you make it consistent, I'm telling you, you will gain weight. And I bet you to say, but yesterday, today, shutting coming.
Hey,
shut up to a meeting and say that.
Hey!
Oh shit! I told a media and said that. Like that's it's drastic.
But like you putting on that much weight, I don't know. Like I'm trying to calculate in my head. Like within 4 days,
I'm telling you,
it doesn't
because
like, why you think it's not possible?
And it doesn't and, really. Like,
and
know.
It's the same way. So I'll because of what you said, I'll show you how quick. Up and down. In fact, I have an Excel sheet of my daily weight on the scale when I was that serious. Mm-hmm. So I could see, like in a week, maybe you'll be 310. You drop out of nowhere. And if you slack and you don't drink enough water and you eat crazy amount of calories you can gain that quick.
Yeah.
Oh.
You are not seeing it say, hey, I'm gaining, I'm losing. You can't see it physically.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
But if you are tracking, that is how
you see. Yeah.
Exactly. And yeah. If you're not watching, and then that is how you keep gaining, and you keep gaining, and you keep gaining. And before you realize, my lowest weight was 223 pounds. After COVID, I don't know what happened. After COVID, I was 320. I do not know what happened.
Yeah. So it goes back to the weight. See, sometimes I don't think we should be checkers of the scale. Like sometimes my clients, I tell them that, look, don't concentrate on the scale too much. Your abdomen is where everything shows that you're putting on weight, or you're putting on fat, or you're reducing fat. That's one, your abdomen, for everybody. So some people are like weight checkers. Some people are like weight checkers. They'll just be checking the weight. It's sometimes you go to the loo, you come back, you check your weight, you have reduced.
You reduce.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh. So that's why they say there's weight loss and there's fat loss. So
I mean, that's the thing. How did you get, you got to know that because you've been an avid checker before. You got to know that because at a point in time you were checking your weight, and now you are obviously in a more professional field where you can tell people to do that. But you know that because you did it for yourself and you understand.
Yeah.
So that's what sometimes I feel like, exactly. I feel like you shouldn't be doing it excessively. As soon as you are able to see maybe the variances in how quick and how then you know that, okay, now I'll not check. Probably I'll check the next month.
And I mean, that's why we're having this conversation, because like you're saying, you guys have gone through that. You've had the experience. So some of these things you can see it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And for some people, if not for listening to this, they would have to go through it to even get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we are supposed to talk about fitness myths. I feel like we have mentioned some of them. Is there any fitness myth that we haven't mentioned? Let's just drop it in there.
Okay, one thing is that women shouldn't lift weights.
Women shouldn't lift weights.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Like, people will be like, no, Afro woman, you have to go into the treadmill and stuff. And that is bogus. Because cardio, when you want to lose weight, cardio is cool. Yeah, cardio is. But after just getting off the treadmill, that fat burning process ends. But when a woman lifts weights, it actually brings more of the curves out.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, because basically when I got hurt, I started training a lot with women because I was hurt. I couldn't train like the other guys.
Mm.
So I was like, but she started. And one thing too, I don't do crying. I don't believe in stomach exercise, please. I don't believe in stomach exercise.
Why? Look at your flat stomach.
It's not, my own is natural. You get it?
Really?
Abs are made in the kitchen.
Thank you. And one thing is that, yes, everybody's having abs. Everybody's having abs. God created everybody with abs. It's just a thin sheet of muscles.
Everyone has it. When I got lean, I saw all my abs. I have a picture of it.
You get it?
Come and point it to me.
Right? But right now, you're having a cover of fat. So,
exactly.
So people will go to the gym and you'll be doing cardio and doing sit abs. Which will probably cheat. Like you're straining your back muscles.
Really?
If you don't lift weight, when you get old, you blame yourself. Because the muscles are going to support your bone structure, going to support everything in your body.
Mm.
And six packs is not that 20 or 30 set of this stomach exercise you're doing. Even to get six packs, calorie deficit.
Okay. That's all. Henry, any fitness myths?
Yeah, I have a couple, but before I even mention the one the thing about lifting weights, I feel like somebody will say, "Me, they mean to be in gym." So that's why when you say lifting weights, I don't know. So that's why I prefer to say strength training.
Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, completely right? That way.
Yeah.
Because nobody now would see honor. You're already packing at least 200 pounds. That's weight. So you go to the gym to lift weight, but you have weight. So you can do exercises like push-ups, right? Even knee push-ups, like especially for people that you don't have upper body strength.
Knee push-ups. Yeah.
Just YouTube knee push-ups.
Right.
Yeah.
And you will understand how much load you are carrying. Or try pull-ups. Not many people have, because media pull-ups with Fiona. I fabricated it. My mom only like tutu form.
You know,
because minimum loader ever so. It's penis iron rod.
That's
what I used to get my pull-up bar. And pull-ups, they are ridiculous.
What do they do?
Like pull-ups show your actual strength. You are holding up your
own body. Yeah.
What's the point of going to the gym to go and carry weight when you cannot carry
your yourself?
That's
if something happens right now and we are supposed to jump a wall, BB buses, we are supposed to jump a wall.
You can't pull yourself.
I can't go up to 10
and put on your head. Exactly. So that's how sumo wrestlers are strong. Because you know all that weight they are carrying.
Yeah.
SAS stands to know where you're from. No. Try it and see. you need to be able to hold your body and be able to move. So you can do triceps.
You do on the
tricep
thing,
dips, you can do squats too.
Squats
are like the king of all exercises.
And then the funny thing is
squats, is that the one that you put?
No, just normal body squats.
Your body weight. Body.
So you're just squatting like this.
Yes.
Just squatting,
Make 10 sets, 5 sets of 10.
That's 50.
50. I mean, when you say, I will not even say it.
So this is what we can do in our homes anywhere. That's what I'm saying. When you said weight training, I'm like, we better say, me to me, call gym, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Carry yourself, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah. But, are you, because we have to wrap up. Okay. So anyway, guys, that's our conversation today. You know, a lot of things has been shared. For me, the salient point here is that do research.
100%.
In a media, when I go, I can't really go online, go and look at these things, the language, the whatever. Me, let me tell you, one of the best ways in which I learn is video. I plenty reading. Me who be bracing now. So I'll go on YouTube. The same things that you look for in Google, look for in YouTube. Somebody has done a video about it, right? And also be careful. Don't listen to just anybody, okay? Make sure the person is a professional or above any degrees in them or can be because I remember I went to a doctor one time and I was telling them my symptoms that I'd read from Google. And they said, you know that people, there's a lot of trash on the internet. Yeah, so you need to also be careful about who you listen to. But listen, let's be very intentional about wanting better for ourselves. Now say, we're in your stroke. We're young, gone too soon. Oh my God, he was just here yesterday. Don't wait till it's your turn or somebody that you know. Take your fitness into your own hands. And like they have said, it's not about the external, it's about the internal. There's a lot of gym culture that is not healthy. It's like when you can't carry say 10 kg or 20 kg, you're on your BMI. It's now what pile on after the owner where they will share on. Some of you content now person will you know, hey, try me video, then you go and pile it on after that. Una winye and I'll call suicide squad. Listen, guys, let's be intentional and let's take care of ourselves. Guys, where can we find you on social media, real quick?
Mr. Anso on IG, Mr. Anso on Twitter.
Anso, no, underscore B.
I'm Mr. Underscore Anso,
ANSONG. And then Henry.
Obolo Diaries on Instagram, OBOLODIARIES Diaries.
One side. Danger.
If you know me, hey, I don't like this.
What's a rapper you call India? And you used to the frame me.
Yes.
Ain't you gay, bro? Not the mic and the brammy.
Yeah.
Mommy, not share me. Before Bobby, not share me. Mobile moon, send mommy pound, and me to me display, can't tank, and they hear me. I say to through Mutanka, Haji Abintu, you know the 50k tap like Zedu. That's also your baller, yes.
Yes.
Oh, friend, I'm a fan, I said that. And you see, I'm the Ameda. I did watch Coco Melon, Menemeba, Bonede, Pizza Man, Bonede. And I miss Pelly T. H. And Sadam Matia, CS Flow Nede. David, Medeku, Kabute, Ekia Tagadu, Adjit, Balloon, Numeru, Sadi, and my fine, I get Yanko.
All right, and we're back now. That was a very, very insightful conversation, if you ask me. Like, I really enjoyed having that conversation. Henry is very funny. He's actually very funny. I discovered his social media through Kwame. I was like, oh, follow this guy. You know, I do be taking recommendations from Kwame, even though I don't give Kwame. Well, I think I've given Kwame a few recommendations before.
There you go. I'm telling you. Trifling.
But I guess, yeah, that's really it. That really is it that I want to say. But thank you so much. It's time for us to do the shout outs, guys. All right. On this episode, I'm going to be shouting out Zizi. I met your sister recently. She told me that you're a big fan and you're over there in America, you know, consuming Sincerely Accra. You are adding to our geo statistics. So shout out you, Zizi. Shout out to you. And I also want to shout out Nora from Stampic Bank. Yes, Nora, I met you. And she said, you look familiar.
Josephine T? I said, yes, it is I, the very one. Anyway, so Zizi and Nora, that is it. That is it. That is it. Although we've come to the end of the road, still I won't let you go. You belong to me, it's a natural. I belong to you. I know. Me taking it serious, car crowd. Me want to be drama real, what was that? Just a little tour, Paris stop shot, you know. Oh yeah. If possible, see if your boy will do it. Anyway, thank you guys so much for listening to this amazing episode. Yes, I want to give a quick shout out to the Gold Coast Report. That's the GCR Network, baby. Premier podcast hosting network in Adho, Ghana. Yeah. And also give a quick shout out. Not quick, but very well-deserved shout out to my co-creator and producer, Mr. Kwame Asantiofori. Oh, yes. He puts all of this stuff together. You know, I do the talking and he does the mixing. Guys, I'm just having too much fun with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're checking out for us because it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. Send us more listener letters. Bye.
Welcome to Greatness 101, The Machine. Had a dream, I was cruising in the blue Ferrari, sipping coke, folding paper like it's origami, writing letters to God, singing and it's a story for being that cancer that's about to kill everybody. Mr. Untouchable, riding shotgun in the boom truck, elevating the game, the metaphors, they are boom trucks. Bottom shelf makes it say a lot, but they never do much. Gravity bitches stuck at the bottom, never moving up. Another snow beat laid in the hearse, reincarnation of Charlie Parker, fly as a bird. A lot of heads will not reach that bar. I am Tiger and the rest of the game is not at par. One, two, three. How do you feel right now, huh? Tell me how do you feel right now, Tell me how do you feel right now, Tell me how do you feel right now, How do you feel right now? How do you feel right now, How do you feel right, Yeah, I'm feeling like greatness. I'm writing it and I feel like greatness. Switch it up for it. A say chrome stand up. How do you feel right now? How do you feel right now? Feeling like greatness. Yeah, I'm feeling like greatness. How do you feel right now? How do you feel right now? Cloud nine, state of mind still. Speed of light never gon' stop till the whole universe mine. And I could put a galaxy in my will. Pedal to the metal. Pedal to the metal, all I see are green lights. 1,000+ got me feeling like life about to turn around, blow a kiss and be nice. Never said I've been a G though, but my life stay in tune with the G code. So, you can talk about the kilos, me my team, we gon' talk about what we know. How do you feel right now? Feeling like greatness. Yeah, I'm feeling like greatness. Yeah, I'm feeling like greatness. Straight.
Put the crown on my door, roll the red carpet all on the garden, find me a throne. But know that he is home. But know that he is home. Put the crown on my door, roll the red carpet all on the garden, find me a throne. But know that he is home. But know that he is home.
Yeah. The machine.
Put the crown on my door, roll the red carpet out and then go out and find me a throne. But know that he is home. But know that he is home. Put the crown on my door, roll the red carpet out and then go out and find me a throne. But know that he is home. But know that he is home. Feel like greatness. Feel like greatness. Feel like greatness. Feel like greatness. I feel like greatness. I feel like greatness. Put the crown on my door, roll the record, better than go out and find me a throne. I feel
Yeah.
I'm feeling like
I'm feeling like
this has been a Gold Coast Report production.